Hello, hello everyone. Magandang umaga po sa bawat isa sa inyo. Thank you for joining me dito sa ating Soul Devo with PB. That's me, Pastor Bong Bailon, every Wednesday at 7 a.m. So once again, purihin ang Panginoon at meron po tayong opportunity na mag nilay-nilay, mag-meditate sa Word of God. And of course, I want to welcome first of all kayo pong mga loyal na listeners nitong ating programa na ito, both here and abroad. And if there is anyone maybe just listening for the first time, welcome po. My name is Pastor Bong Bailon. I'm the senior pastor of Real Life Christian Communities, located po dito sa San Pedro, Laguna. But by the grace of God, we are reaching out to you wherever you are. At salamat po sa inyong pagsali ngayong umagang ito. Tayo po ay nag-devotions every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pasensya na po kung once a week lang po natin nagagawa yan. Like I said, medyo siyempre challenging physically to do this on a daily basis. But I hope na kahit na once a week lang po yung ating devotions, ay nakakatulong pa rin sa inyo ito. Remember, this is every Wednesday at 7 a.m. At of course, mayroon pa tayo iba pang mga broadcast tulad ng Soul Talks with PB. And this is every Friday naman at 7 p.m. So itong Soul Devo ay 7 a.m. Tapos yung Soul Talks naman po ay 7 p.m. every Friday. And of course, every Sunday, meron din po tayong broadcast, which is our Sunday worship at 10:40 a.m. In preparation po for our service at 11 a.m. So, praise God. At today, we are starting a new book na ating pag-aaralan. And like I said before, kakatapos lang natin ang Gospel of Luke. Praise the Lord for that. Kung sakaling hindi kayo nakakompleto noon, it's all right. You can always go back and listen. Pero ngayon, we are going to study the Book of Acts, no? Yung sequel. You see, nung araw, ang Luke saka yung Acts, isa lang yan eh. Pero through the years, napahiwalay ang Acts na punta dun sa pagkatapos ng John. Pero, you know, in the first century or maybe first three centuries, the book Luke Acts ay binabasa ng magkasama. And they are basically intended as discipleship tools, I believe. It is addressed to a man named Theophilus, yung name niya means lover of God. Theophilus, Theo, God, Philos or Phileo, which means lover or friend. So Theophilus is friend of God or lover of God. So it is addressed to him, and it would seem, based on the introduction sa Gospel of Luke and ganun din sa Acts, na it is addressed to the same person, at ang intention is to make this person aware kung ano talaga yung mga nangyari, so that his faith would be stronger and he would be able to join in the work of the Lord through the church. And that's why the Book of Acts is something very significant to meditate upon, to study. And that's what we're going to do. I hope na samahan niyo ako as we just study this book, no, devotionally. And by the grace of God, by the time na makompleto natin to, we would be able to see and understand, and I would challenge you to pray kung ano yung role ninyo in terms of being part of the work of the Lord. And the work of the Lord is of course no other than the Great Commission, no? And dito sa Book of Acts makikita natin how that is played out, no, historically, kung ano yung mga nangyari wherein the disciples of Jesus and eventually the church kaya nga put their hands on the plow, no? Participated in the work of the Lord, starting with Jerusalem, you know, Judea, and so forth until the ends of the earth. So, yun ang prayer ko sa ating pag-aaral na ito sa Book of Acts, that we would have a passion for mission, a passion for the work of the Lord, na sama-sama tayong magkakaroon ng desire to be a part of the work of God, you know, in and through the church. Amen? All right. So, let's pause and prepare ourselves for the word of the Lord. Tayo po ay maganda ng ating mga sarili. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you po, Lord, for your grace. And once again, Panginoon, as we approach your word with reverence and respect, tulungan niyo po kami, Lord, na sa aming meditations ay aming matumbok, aming maunawaan kung ano yung purpose and will mo para sa amin, Panginoon. And I pray na that we would respond faithfully to that as we understand it, Lord, by your grace. So speak to us, dear Lord, and in your mercy, kami po ay gabayan mo sa aming pag-uusapan this morning. Lord, thank you. Maraming salamat po. We trust in your presence and power working in us and through us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So today, ang ating pag-uusapan is entitled Striking the Balance. Okay. And it's good that we are going to look at the Book of Acts, kasi the Book of Acts tells us, you know, how the Lord continued to work in and through His people. And we would see na parang this is a guideline or a manual for us as the people of God, kung ano ang dapat natin binibigyan ng pansin. And striking the balance, I think, is appropriate. No, it's a good title for us, kasi it reminds us na minsan kasi na out of balance tayo in the church. Sometimes we focus on one aspect and then neglect the other aspect. And we see in the Book of Acts na this is not the case. What we see here is a balance, no, of what is important and essential. So we are going to look at Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. So basahin natin yan and then we will reflect upon it. So sabi sa verse 1, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. So Luke is addressing the same person. That's why I said na yung Luke asaka yung Acts, isang book lang yan dati o magkasama lang siya. It's the same person, Theophilus. And then sabi ni Luke, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. In other words, we are assuming na by what Luke says here, na yung Gospel of Luke is where we find what Jesus began or started to do and to teach. And by implication, he continues to do and to teach, this time through the Holy Spirit and through his people, the church. So, basahin natin susunod verse. Until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen, after his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God. Today we want to answer the question, how do we strike the balance? Paano ba tayo magiging balance in our Christian lives, in the church? And I think itong Acts 1, 1 to 8 gives us three guidelines. No? The first that I see in the passage is this. I believe we need to emphasize both experience and instruction. Kailangan po pareho natin binibigyan ng halaga yan. Both experience as well as instruction. No? Let's read verses 1 and 2 again para makita natin yung katotohanan na yan. Sabi ko nga, address ito kay Theophilus. So in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. And then sabi niya, until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. So I think it's clear sa verses 1 and 2, no? Verses 1 and 2. Nakita natin, no? That there is a balance between, experience as well as instruction. Now, tayo in our Christian lives and in the church, syempre pinapahalagaan natin yung experience. We want to experience the presence of the Lord. And more than that, siguro, we want to experience the joy of fellowship. We want to, siguro, have fun and food and fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. And these are all very important. Gaya nga na sinabi ko, when I conducted a seminar or rather a talk, with the adults fellowship, binanggit ko doon, shinare ko doon na mahalaga yung fellowship, but it should not just be parang sama-sama lang, salo-salo lang. It should not be just parang experience lang, but there should be instruction. The word of the Lord, must be central to the fellowship. And I've, said the same thing to others like the youth, kahit anong grupo pa yan, we cannot simply just emphasize fellowship or experience. And then neglect yung instruction. So, sa buhay Kristiyano rin natin, hindi rin tayo dapat parang nakafocus lamang sa karanasan. Good as it is, no? I'm not saying that experience is bad. I think it is by God's grace that we can, have experiences, we can experience the Lord, we can experience His presence, of course, through worship, di ba? But we must also balance that with a desire to be instructed, a desire to know the Lord, through His Word. So, advice ko sa bawat isa sa inyo na nakikinig, wag lang po tayo mag-focus lang sa experience. Dapat mag-grow din tayo sa Word of God. Magkaroon din po tayo ng tamang pagkaunawa. And the very siguro first thing na kailangan natin ginagawa is that we should really read God's word regularly. Hindi lang po sa pamamagitan ng devotion na ito, you should really read the word of God. And in fact, this is a good sign, no, na talagang we have come to know the Lord as our Savior and Lord, kasi binabago niya yung mga natin, affections natin. What we used to love to do, probably it's no longer appealing to us. Instead, God gives us new desires. We have a new desire for the word of the Lord. So, wag lang po tayong mag-settle, no? Sa bawat Sunday worship experience natin. That's good, It's important. But if you neglect growing in the grace and knowledge of God, that would be an imbalance. Okay? So, gawin natin ang magagawa natin, gawin natin routine sa buhay natin to meditate on the Word of God, to read and study and meditate God's Word. Amen. That's the second, well, that's the first balance that I think we need to pursue. The second one, okay, is to emphasize correct beliefs and the need for power. So, mahalaga yung beliefs or theology, these are all important stuff, but without the power of the Holy Spirit, okay, we would be in an imbalance, okay? So, basahin natin yung verses 3 to 5 so to get for us to get this idea. Sabi niya, after his suffering, he showed himself to this man and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. So, the basis of our faith is the testimony of the disciples who testify to us, no, that they saw Jesus alive. So we put our trust in that testimony. And of course, yung testimony nila is not something na parang masasabi natin doubtful because you know, they are credible witnesses, like I said before. Hindi sila nag-expect that Jesus would come alive from the dead, even though he said so. Pero eventually, no, even though they had some doubts, they were filled with mixed emotions. Pero Jesus gave them convincing proofs, many convincing proofs. And so he appeared to them over a period of 40 days, I began, and spoke about the kingdom of God. So Jesus continued to teach them. You know, he taught them during his life and ministry, you know, physically. He taught them about the kingdom of God through parables, through actions, etc. And then even after his death and then his resurrection and before he ascended, he still spoke about the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is the reign of God, you know, the spirit of God's reign. Of course, God is always the king. He's always the ruler of all rulers, you know. And his kingdom reigns, pero upon people's hearts and lives, it would depend on their submission and surrender to him. And so it's very important to understand now, even though God is king and Jesus is Lord, not everyone accepts that. Pero for those who do accept, for those who do believe, they experience the reign, the rule of God sa buhay nila and even in the spirit where God puts them. So this theological concept is so essential. No? The kingdom of God. Kailangan maunawaan natin yung patungkol sa paghahari ng Panginoon sa mundo, you know, and how that relates sa ating buhay. So having the right belief system, especially about the kingdom of God, is crucial. But then we read on, and sabi ganyan, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about." Okay? So the Lord Jesus, even though he clearly made yung kanyang command sa mga tao, no, sa kanyang mga apostles that they are to proclaim the gospel, they could not do that unless and until they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what he says, you know, in verse 5. Sabi niya, "For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So this has to do with experiencing the fullness of God's Spirit being experienced in the life of the believers or the early apostles. They are to be baptized, they are to experience this, you know, in terms of empowerment for mission. Now, of course, there's a lot of debate or discussion about what that means, whether yan ba eh, during the time of conversion or does it happen after conversion? I think, you know, all that discussion, you know, pwede natin pag-usapan yan in seminary or whatever. But I think the main point is that they could not do what they are supposed to do until they are filled with power from on high. So I think that idea or principle is important. Na we need to desire the power of the Holy Spirit sa buhay natin and not just parang go about doing whatever it is na pinagagawa sa atin ng Panginoon. Now, I do believe na it's God's gifts or blessings, yung mga iba't ibang mga tools or techniques na meron tayo. And of course, I do believe in theology. I believe na dapat tama yung beliefs natin. We should have the right belief system. So I really believe in teaching people the Word of God and to do so in the right way. But we must balance that with the idea na unless we are filled with the Spirit of God, all these things, you know, even good theology, would really not amount to anything. What we need is not, you know, techniques or strategies or even good theology. What we need is the power of the Lord also. So we don't neglect theology. We don't neglect strategies. We don't neglect thinking about how to do things more effectively in the church. Di natin ineneglect yan. We should not set aside and para tayong ostrich. We're not willing to, for example, look at technology and make use of that. But remember, all those things are just tools and instruments. It is the power of the Lord that makes all the difference sa buhay natin as the church. So we need to strike the balance there, you know. We should not be so dependent on our human strategies that we forget. Now, unless the power of God is present, there's nothing that we can accomplish that has any eternal value or significance. So, for you who are listening, you know, siyempre, I mean, kailangan lang naman matuto tayo, kailangan mag-grow tayo in the Word of the Lord. Pero you can have all the right doctrines in your head without the Holy Spirit empowering you for a life of discipleship and mission. So, kailangan balansehin po natin yan. Kailangan magkaroon tayo ng tamang pagpapahalaga, hindi lang sa magkaroon ng tamang mga doktrina, but also, you know, living a life of power, the power of the Holy Spirit, working in and through us. So, I believe this is how we strike the balance. And then, last but not the least, is emphasize both inside and outside concerns. I think the church can sometimes, or tayo na mismo, huwag na tayo magsabi ng church, but maybe us, to be more personal about it. We are sometimes just concerned about us, and we fail to think about those outside, you know? I forgot who said it, but I read it somewhere. The church is the only organization whose primary purpose is to reach out to those who are non-members. Maybe like that. It's a paraphrase. But I want to read verses 6 to 8. No, tingnan natin yan, 6 to 8. Sabi ganyan sa verse 6. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? So even after 3 years of Jesus teaching them about the desire and the heart of God for the nations, for the Gentiles, and so forth, hindi pa rin nila masyado nagigets yun. They're still thinking about Israel. They're thinking about themselves. And of course, Jesus did not really, you know, outright rebuke them, but he told them, sabi niya, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. In other words, how things would work out historically, and particularly in relation to Israel, that should not really be the concern. Pero sabi niya ngayon, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. So yes, they are to be concerned about their home front. And in all Judea, you know, so yung mga taong tulad nila. And then in Samaria, so that's going beyond their comfort zone. And then finally, into the ends of the earth. Into the ends of the earth. And basically, this is the outline of the book of Acts, no? Pag binasa mo, how the gospel started in Jerusalem, then spread out in all Judea, reaching to the Samaritans, you know, in Samaria, and then eventually reaching as far as Rome. And the story of the book of Acts actually is between, you know, it's not complete. It's a hanging story, because the gospel continues to spread, especially through us. And the important thing that we must understand, you know, is that we need to have an emphasis both on the inside as well as the outside concerns. You know, as RLCC, I'm thankful to the Lord. We have developed the culture of really, you know, tinatawag natin community ship, and I hope na it never disappears. Na dapat lagi tayong ganon na we are practicing the one another's of Scripture, helping one another, loving each other, you know, and so forth. Mahalaga po yan eh. And I'm thankful to the Lord na most of you have developed good friendships, no, dun sa mga, for example, mga remix, ganyan, mga kindred, siyempre yung youth ngayon, you know. I praise God for that. I think that's a good thing na tayo ay merong, you know, a strong relational bond inside the church. But again, you know, that's where we can also fall, you know. That's also where we can fail. Kasi we can be so concerned about what is inside and then forget what is outside. I'm thankful to the Lord na meron tayong mga outreaches like the Southreach, Southside. Yung Vista Hills natin medyo hindi pa natutuloy. We have a small group in Chicago. But malayo pa tayo dun sa vision natin to become a community of communities, you know, where the presence, power, and purpose of Christ are fulfilled in and through each one. That's our pangarap, that's our vision, our dream. And I hope and pray, I would challenge you, no? Na kung meron kang lugar sa bahay mo, maybe garahe or anything, why don't you start, you know, a Bible study? Why don't you start something, you know? If you want, you can invite any of the pastoral staff and they would come to teach the word of the Lord. Basta ikaw lang mag-organize. Some of you, I think you can do this, you know. Although I don't want to make it like a demand, but I want to challenge us. Na wag lang tayo maging inward looking. That we should also think about people outside, you know, even beyond yung ating comfort zone. So this is the balance I think that we must strike to be biblical. Okay? Kailangan may concern tayo sa mga taong nasa labas din ng church, hindi lang yung mga taong nasa loob. So, once again, now how do we strike the balance? Una, we emphasize both experience and instruction. Secondly, we emphasize correct beliefs and the need for power. No? And then finally, we emphasize both inside and outside concerns. So, in other words, if I would summarize this, you know, striking the balance is the key to spiritual revival. I hope and pray na maranasan natin to in and through RLCC. Now, if you're listening, if you're from another church, just apply it in your own church context. Pero I'm speaking to those who belong to our church, Real Life Christian Communities. Nalangin ko na magkaroon tayo ng balance. Na hindi lang tayo parang experience-oriented, you know, fellowship lang, puro saya lang, puro sa loob lang tayo nakatingin. But we should grow in the Word of God, you know. We should desire the power of the Holy Spirit. And most of all, we should be looking outside, you know, in terms of missions. So, this is what we are supposed to be aiming for, you know, as God's people. So, let's think about it and we meditate natin yan. What is the Lord saying to you? What is the Lord impressing upon you? No, you can post it sa comments. But here's my challenge to us. Huwag lang tayo maging listener of God's Word. Let's become doers of God's Word as well. What would you do differently from here on in response to the Word of God? Okay? Huwag lang tayo tagapakinig. Huwag lang tayo aral ng aral. Huwag lang tayo maraming alam sa Word of God. let's do some action. Let's reach out. Let's aim for spiritual revival in our own time, in our own lives. Amen. I'm praying for that. I'm looking forward to that. So I hope na samahan niyo ako doon. So go ahead if you have questions or suggestions or tips or whatever, or even insights. I'll read into that comments. But for now, I want to end itong time of devotions natin with a prayer. A prayer for all of us. So let's come before the Lord. Lord, thank you for your reminders, amen. Thank you for challenging us to strike the balance. Lord, salamat po sa mga gifts of fellowship, of experience, of having a church that is strong in terms of the relational bond. Pero Lord, we need to grow in the Word of God. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we need to be involved in missions. We need to be involved in reaching out to others. So tulungan mo kami to strike the balance, Panginoon. And I pray this, and we all pray this right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.